Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I'll just a brief summary. I congratulate our football team. I thought it was our team showed tremendous resiliency today. There was a lot of adversity throughout the game. They embraced it. They moved on to the next play. I thought they had each other's back throughout. They never lost their energy. Thought our wide receivers played very well today, again, both in their perimeter blocking and their ability to make plays. It's great to see Zach get the pick. A turnover on defense for a score was huge. And then just talking about Jay, I mean, I thought Jay, overall, obviously he made a couple of mistakes. I'm sure he'll readily admit that. There was times where he wasn't sharp, but overall, I thought he was very sharp. Again, with the exception of probably two throws plus two throws or three throws. I think he'll get better as we move along, certainly. We were very efficient on third down, which was huge, which allowed us to maintain possession of the ball. We played against the best, one of the best run defenses in the league today, and I think Matt had, somebody help me out, about 120 yards rushing, and plus Michael's rush. I know that had to bump it up. This is a team that has been exceptional against the run, and I give our credit to Aaron and Pat and our offensive line for the job they did and our guys in the perimeter to allow us to maintain some balance in our offense, to be a little much more efficient on third down and then to finish drives. You know, I was disappointed in the one drive. We had a quick screen on third down and long, and we didn't get seven there. I would have liked to have given the guys a better call. I don't think I made the best call. We came up with three, but it wasn't. We would certainly like to have more. So really pleased overall with our ability to come in here, play in weather. The wind was a factor, in my opinion, going right to left in our bed. We had the wind in the fourth quarter. I think that certainly didn't hurt us. It helped us on some throws that we made. But we stayed aggressive throughout the game. We mixed run and threw the ball down the field. The guys made some plays, and we were able to come up with a win. A very satisfying win for our team. There's a lot of noise around our team this week. They hung together. They really focused hard on a short week, coming off an exceptional game on Monday Night Football, and giving the guys a couple days off. I told them they were going to have tomorrow off even before today. The win wasn't a factor. They worked on a short week. I want them to get all the rest they can possibly get. We got a primetime game on Sunday night. I think the first mistake. The first mistake, he held the ball a little bit too long, wanted to get it up there to him, and I'm sure he would want that back and just kick the ball out. Haven't talked to him about it yet. The second one, I'm not sure. I'd have to answer that one tomorrow or the next day just based on that one. One, I have to look at the tape. I mean, I have a pretty good feel for the first one. I don't on the second one. And then there were a couple of high throws going right to left with the wind at our back more than anything. But those are really the only ones that I remember. There were maybe five throws at the two picks and two or three other throws. But I thought overall he was accurate. He was efficient. As I said, just a quick math says over 70% completion percentage. You know, we moved the football today, even with the two turnovers. I mean, with the two turnovers, with all due respect, we don't get those turnovers. And, you know, we're sitting at over 400 yards today and more possession time. But as I told the team, you know, we played well enough today because we won to put ourselves in a position to compete for the division and in the last two games. But we didn't. We've got to play better to win it. We've got to play better to win it. Well, I think that he just – I think Matt probably did a very good job with him, settling him. I know Aaron talked to him a little bit on the sideline. I think, you know, I told him that we weren't going to change our game plan or play to protect him. And I think the play calling – showed that throughout, that Aaron and I made a decision. We're going to let it roll. And I think you really have to give a lot of credit to his teammates. They played hard for him today, and they had his back. You know, he's a captain of this football team, and he's an elected captain of this football team. And I'm sure he would tell you that not just the offensive guys, but throughout our football team, they stuck together and won for each other today. I thought it was a real good win for us. Well, I thought Mel did a good job. I mean, he mixed a lot of pressures. We kept everything in front. Didn't allow him to get behind us except for that was him who caught the touchdown pass, was it not? It was an outside lane throw into cover two. We just didn't get over the top enough with our safeties. But overall, Mel and the staff did a great job this week. We're just working at trying to get better, working with our young guys, and we were able to, you know, they had to go the long, you know, go the long hard way to score most of the time, and Jason did a good job with that when they did have the opportunity to score. But we, you know, as I said, we gave up, you know, those two scores, and we gave them 14 points today. That wasn't related to the defensive side of the ball. Elshon's going to jump over them and make the catch. You're just hoping. I mean, the play was designed to run a high corner to Elshon and a lower level play to Brandon, and Jay just got the ball out of his hand because he got hit, and it kind of fluttered out. And the fortunate part about it was he gave Elshon a chance to make a play. He threw it up high, gave him a chance to make a play, and Elshon did what he does, and that's jump in the air and with his strong hands makes plays. And he certainly it was a huge play for us. A lot of thoughts crossed my mind. That wasn't one of them. He was throwing the ball well enough, and he's a strong enough guy to overcome it. And he did. He did it with the help of his teammates. He had to handle a lot this week, probably more than at any time in his career for a number of different reasons. His teammates had him back the whole time, and you have to be mentally tough to do what he did today. Very mentally tough, not only to get through the week, but to get through a game in harsh weather, in harsh conditions, and throwing two picks in the first half. So it says a lot about the man. I think Jay had a plan going in all week. I really felt that last night. His experience, his demeanor, as we talked over the call sheet last night after they came back from dinner, I'm sure there was a lot of noise around us. We talked, you know, we addressed the team and about it, but, you know, the team... you know, stood strong, you know, and through the adversity today, they embraced it. They didn't stop playing, and we were very fortunate to get the win. Certainly, you don't lose three turnovers. I think it was three, right? Three turnovers, and necessarily win a game. And our defense was able to counteract that with a couple of pluses, but you have to be pretty strong to do that. And I thought our football team did well in that environment today. Yeah, we've said it. You know, we've said it about 3 weeks ago. I said we were a work in progress. You know, we weren't fitting the run right, and then we weren't tackling. A week ago, we said we were fitting it. Today, it appeared we tackled better today. Our tackling was crisper. We ran through guys to tackle them. I thought it was better, and we're just going to continue to work at it. I mean, they had a difference-making player out there, certainly in Josh and Josh Gordon, right? And we were able to contain him somewhat. Little made some plays as well. But we were able to keep everything in front of us, make them go the long, you know, go the distance, and make the stops when we needed to. It was a good day, an ascending day for our run defense, certainly.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.